A speeds. Intro, pickup. Mark.
Karen, can I just see the next few lines just to get my mind going? This video curriculum on the biblical case for LGBT inclusion. My name is Matthew Vines, and I'm the founder and executive director of the Refuge Project. We are a Bible-based Christian organization that's grounded in our love for God, our love for the Bible, our love for the church. Okay, great. We can go back to the top.
Okay, great. Whenever you're ready.
Okay. Is it? Should I start with my hands like this, people, or is this like too weird?
We like it.
It's good.
Yeah,
okay.
It's good.
Thanks for letting me just call you all people. Okay. Just a lot of people. Okay. So just whenever, Mike?
Yep.
Okay. Welcome to this video curriculum on the biblical case for LGBTQ. Nope, said it wrong. Okay, sorry. Okay, try again. Welcome to this video curriculum on the biblical case for LGBTQ inclusion. My name is Matthew Vines, and I'm the founder and executive director of the Reformation Project. We are a Bible-based Christian organization that's grounded in our love for God, our love for the Bible, and our love for the church. It's no secret that debates about sexual orientation and gender identity are one of the most pressing and challenging conversations in the church today. Whereas these discussions used to be confined mainly to our culture at large, they're increasingly taking place in the very heart of our churches and faith organizations. As more Christians come out as gay, bisexual, or transgender, more churches are beginning to recognize that this isn't an abstract issue, but a profoundly important and sensitive conversation about people's lives. And it's a conversation that has sadly produced more heat than light all too often, as it strikes to the heart of many deep-seated values that are often thought to be in conflict with one another. As a result, many Christians, regardless of their theological beliefs about same-sex relationships and transgender people, find it difficult to communicate effectively with those who disagree with them. On the one hand, for many LGBTQ Christians and their family members, this is an extremely personal conversation, and past hurts from rejection and exclusion by others in the church make it a highly sensitive one too. For those who've experienced or seen up close the kind of pain and suffering that so many LGBTQ people have been through, it can be hard to have patience with those who don't also see this topic as an urgent matter of justice and of life and death. On the other hand, for theologically conservative Christians who do not affirm same-sex relationships or transgender identity, this conversation often hits on other sensitive issues. For many non-affirming Christians, the deeper issue is not sexual orientation or gender identity themselves, but the authority and interpretation of the Bible. When those concerns are dismissed or said to be nothing more than a cover for bigotry and hate, it creates the impression that this conversation requires a stark choice. Either get on the right side of this issue of justice, or continue to believe in and uphold the Bible as the authoritative and inspired word of God. I am convinced that that is a false choice, and I think the church can and should engage this conversation in a different and better way. Can I just do that last part? I ran too fast. Okay. Oh, that's really far back. Okay, here we go. On the other hand, for theologically conservative Christians who do not affirm same-sex relationships or transgender identity, I said transgender weird.
All good. Take it back.
Okay. On the other hand, for theologically conservative Christians who do not affirm same-sex relationships or transgender identity, this conversation often hits on other sensitive issues. For many non-affirming Christians, the deeper issue is not sexual orientation or gender identity themselves, but the authority and interpretation of the Bible. When those concerns are dismissed or said to be nothing more than a cover for bigotry and hate, it creates the impression that this conversation requires a stark choice. Either get on the right side of this issue of justice, or continue to believe in and uphold the Bible as the authoritative and inspired word of God. I am convinced that that is a false choice. And I think the church can and should engage this conversation in a different and better way. To share some about my background, I grew up in a loving Christian home in Wichita, Kansas, and my faith in Jesus has always been the most important part of my life. In 2012, after coming to terms with being gay, I gave a talk about the Bible and same-sex relationships at a church in my hometown. And 2 years later, I wrote a book expanding on my argument called God and the Gay Christian, The Biblical Case in Support of Same-Sex Relationships. In the years since then, there's been no shortage of discussion and debate. So in this video course, I'll both be going into detail about the many theological layers of this conversation, as well as responding to specific critiques and counterarguments that have been made in response to my book. This course is divided into 20 modules. Throughout them, we'll be looking at topics like the role of experience in interpreting scripture, same-sex relationships in the ancient world, gender complementarity, celibacy, marriage, and of course, the 6 biblical texts that refer to same-sex behavior. Before we begin, it's important to note that this course is only about the theological aspects of this conversation, not the practical and pastoral side of things. So you'll likely have some questions that go beyond the scope of this curriculum. But whoever you are, whether you're a pastor with LGBTQ people in your congregation, a parent wanting to learn more after your child has come out, or an LGBTQ Christian yourself seeking to reconcile your faith and your sexuality or gender identity, my prayer is that this course will be a helpful resource for you. Whether you ultimately agree with my conclusions or not, I hope this course helps you to grow in your faith, to grow in your love for the Bible, and to grow in your understanding of an LGBTQ-affirming theological position. Overall, my goal in this course isn't just to provide more knowledge about the Bible and LGBTQ inclusion, but specifically to show how Christians can become affirming of same-sex marriage and transgender people in the church in a way that strengthens their commitment to the authority of the Bible and to Orthodox Christian theology. Thank you for joining me. And with that, let's dive in.